Baba Sakar Murli. Date is 18th February 2023. Om Shanti. Essence. Sweet children, you have to live like milk and sugar and not have any conflict. Renounce any bad habits you may have. Don't cause anyone sorrow. Question. What mercy must you definitely have for yourselves in order to claim a high status for birth after birth? Answer. Look within yourselves and remove any bad habits such as anger, etc., or any vices from yourselves. Stay together like milk and sugar. Follow the Srimad of the One. Don't have any conflict. Don't listen to or speak of evil things. All of this means to have mercy for yourself. It is through this that each of you receives a high status for birth after birth. Those who don't have mercy for themselves cross out their line of happiness for 21 births. Song, Salutations to Shiv. Om Shanti. You children heard Shiv Baba's praise. Who sings this praise and who knows it? Only the decoration of the Brahmin clan, that is, those who are the community of the new world, the ones who the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has made belong to him and have been given a new birth, know this, because they are the first ones to take birth to Brahma in this world. You first took birth to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and so he is the one who supports everyone. He is the one who supports the whole world. He is the one who removes all sorrow. People are very unhappy because it is now the end of the Iron Age. Therefore, he becomes the one who supports everyone. Nevertheless, there are the terms in general and in particular. So, he especially helps Bharat, and in that too, he comes and meets those who are in the last of their many births, that is, those who come into this world first. You children know how he comes and becomes the one who supports everyone. Devotees remember God, but they don't know God. Since they don't know God, they don't even know the new mouth-born Brahmin creation that he creates. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes and first of all creates the Brahmin community. No one knows this. The original, eternal, deity religion exists in the Golden Age. However, people have forgotten the Confluence Age because they have portrayed the God of the Gita as existing in the Copper Age. Neither do they know about the confluence between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age, nor do they know the God of the Gita. The Gita is the mother and father of all the scriptures. It isn't that it is the mother and father of the scriptures of only Bharat. No. It is the mother and father of all the main scriptures of the world. God speaks, I come and once again teach you easy Raj Yoga, which they have called the Gita. So, I too have to say, I am teaching a new Gita. The old Gita has been falsified. God Himself sits here and speaks this through His lotus lips. You have the remembrance of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiv, in your intellects. He is the creator of heaven, the one who supports everyone. Shri Krishna cannot be called the one who supports everyone. God, the creator of the world, is only one. Shri Krishna is himself a creation. He is a first-class flower of the garden. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called the master of the garden and also the boatman. People cannot understand how he is the boatman. He truly takes us away from this tasteless world and then sends us to the new world there. He creates the flower garden here. All the children who have become devotees were originally the children of God. Maya causes them a lot of sorrow. There is only one God. He definitely gives happiness to all the devotees. Someone who gives happiness to another person is remembered. A wife remembers her husband, a child remembers his father, and a friend remembers a friend. Surely, they must have given happiness. A friend who gives happiness is loved more than a brother. Therefore, only the one who gives happiness is remembered. Now, all human beings of the whole world are devotees. The 84 births of human beings are remembered. You wouldn't speak of 84 births of cats and dogs. It is remembered that souls and the Supreme Soul remained separate for a long time. The beautiful meeting takes place at this time. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes among all the children. A happy gathering has taken place. One is a happy gathering and the other is an unhappy gathering. In the golden age, there is the gathering of happiness. Here, it is of unhappiness. When someone dies, there is a gathering of sorrow. When an important person dies, they lower flags out of respect. Therefore, that is a gathering of sorrow, is it not? When devotees are very unhappy, they remember God. However, they don't know Him at all. They even say that He is created them, but would they eventually come to know Him or not? At the end, they sing the praise, O God, Your divine activities are limitless. This praise has been sung. You know that if the Father didn't come, who would tell you the secrets of the world cycle? Who would make you into rulers of the globe? Now, at the confluence age, you are making effort to be liberated from sorrow for all time. The confluence age is not long. This is our new birth. It is a short age for us children to make effort. The examination is very important. The subjects are different from all other examinations. You have to conquer the five vices. Many people say that it is impossible to remain pure, that it is very difficult to conquer Maya while living at home with their family. They believe that they could never find such a master. Sannyasis cannot remain pure without leaving their homes and families. So, the Father shows you ways to conquer this Maya, just as He taught you a cycle ago. When the Father teaches us devotees, we become knowledgeable ones. This is called the ancient knowledge and yoga of Bharat. No one in the world knows it. The Father explains that this knowledge disappears and that even the deity religion disappears. It is like that in the drama. It is only when it disappears and the world becomes unhappy, then God comes and establishes it once again. No one knows when it is the end of the Iron Age. Only you know the Father and the beginning, the middle, and the end of this drama. To look at, you are all ordinary, hunched-backed, and with stone intellects, but the knowledge is so elevated. You know the cycle of all your 84 births. If someone remembers Baba even a little, that too is good. However, if someone asks you a question and you don't know how to answer it, you should tell that person that you are still studying, that there are others who are much cleverer than you, and that they will be able to explain to you very well. You mustn't have ego. You should tell that person that your senior sister is very clever and that if he or she comes at some other time, she will explain. For instance, if someone asks a question which even a clever sister cannot answer, you should say, "We are all still studying and will continue to study till the end. We will continue to listen to the deepest knowledge of all. This point has not yet been explained to us. However, it is certain that although we have been studying for so long, some very deep points still remain, and that Baba will continue to explain them. At schools too, they teach you gradually. It isn't that you receive all the knowledge in just one day. In the same way, here, too, it takes time to study, to have yoga, and to make others the same as yourselves. The Father makes it very easy and explains to you day by day. God is one and everyone remembers Him. God alone establishes heaven and so He would definitely teach Raj Yoga at the confluence age to make you into deities. Therefore, good manners are also required. Only when all your sins have ended can you become a bead of the rosary of victory. It takes time. This is a beautiful gathering of the confluence age. You have to explain that all human beings of the whole world are devotees. They make spiritual endeavor to find God, for God to come and take everyone back, for Him to give the knowledge of liberation and liberation in life, and to establish the deity religion. Sannyasis believe that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. Yes, the happiness of this world is definitely like that. However, was there never happiness in Bharat? Sannyasis prefer liberation. They can never give the knowledge of liberation in life. God alone has to come to teach Raj Yoga. Sannyasis don't have to teach it because they don't establish the original, eternal deity religion. Now, everyone wants there to be one direction. However, there cannot be one direction in this world. There are innumerable opinions. Mother and father, brother and sister, maternal uncle and paternal uncle all give different directions. You must no longer follow them. Follow the Srimad of only the one. God comes and gives one Srimad, and so there is a kingdom created for those who follow the one direction. Deities constantly live like milk and sugar. Here, many continue to fight and quarrel. It is mentioned in the scriptures that the Kauravas and Pandavas fought one another during the day and lived like milk and sugar at night. Here too, children understand when they have a trace of anger in them. They say, "Baba, I am asking you for forgiveness." So, you should also check that you don't cause sorrow for anyone throughout the day. Did you have any conflict with anyone? You didn't say anything evil to someone, something that hurt that person, did you? You must never listen to anything evil. If you see or hear anything like that, you should tell the father about it. The father has to explain everything. Otherwise, that habit will become strong. If any of you have any bad habits, you should renounce them. Otherwise, your status would be destroyed. Compared to the sovereignty, the maids and servants of the subjects would be called poor. Who are all the laborers? There will be those who build buildings there too. So the father explains that you must never become like salt water. It is very bad to become angry. If you do, you cross out your line of happiness for birth after birth. Continue to have mercy for yourselves. Very good manners are required on the path of knowledge. Continue to chase away the five evil spirits. The father gives you Srimad. What else would he do? Many write to Baba and say that they have renounced their anger, that they have become free from bad habits and smoking, etc. So, that is having mercy on oneself, is it not? Now, Heavenly God, the Father, is teaching us and enabling us to claim a status in heaven. Does this enter your intellects? You should have this intoxication. The more you stay in remembrance, the more happiness you will have. Not everyone knows God, but even though they don't know Him, everyone has to be benefited. If everyone were to come to know that God has come, there would be a big crowd here. They would come together like a swarm of ants. They wouldn't even be able to meet Him. This is why this drama is created in a very lawful manner. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha. Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Study knowledge and yoga and become a knowledgeable soul from a devotee soul. While living at home with your family, you have to conquer Maya. Definitely become pure. 2. You have to imbibe very good manners on the path of knowledge. Become very, very sweet and egoless. Don't say anything evil. Don't have any conflict of opinion. Blessing. May you be ever ready on time and have your baggage packed with the power to pack up. Someone who is ever ready is someone who packs away the baggage of his body with the power to pack up. He has packed up any connections of both possessions and sanskars and remains ready. This is why the power to pack up has been shown in the illustrations as having all the baggage packed. You mustn't even have such thoughts as, I still have to do this. I have to become this. This is still left to do. But be ready in a second. As soon as time calls, you are ever ready. None of your relations or possessions must be remembered. Slogan: To imbibe God's virtues and powers in oneself is to have great tapasya. Acha, Om Shanti.